Sox is here. She was in the room and left. We thought she'd be here longer than that.
I want to thank her for coming. Oh, here she is. Back again.
It's been pulled from room to room.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So Crystal's here. She sat down a second ago and she said, am I in the right room? That's what your life is now, isn't it? Kind of getting pushed here and go there and go there. So have you had a chance to relax any?
No,
not yet.
Did you get in last night?
We got into Detroit yesterday, yesterday evening, and then it's still early. I'm waking up.
That's fine. Well, we got coffee.
Lots of coffee. Because the last time you were here, we did Crystal in a Minute, and we said, what's your favorite food? And you said, coffee.
Coffee. Mm-hmm.
So we got plenty of it here for you.
Good.
Okay.
We made a new pot. There's decaf or calf.
When does rehearsal for the tour start tomorrow?
We're done. Well, rehearsal at the actual stadium. We're doing sound checks and run-throughs and stuff in the next couple of days, and then show kicks off July 1st.
Yeah.
And then...
That's Thursday.
Yeah.
Already, yeah. So
I don't know what day it is anymore.
It's Monday.
Have time between now and Thursday to kind of relax here, like see family, do some...
Well, I zipped down here from Detroit. I wanted to see my family and everything. Mm-hmm. Spend a little time with them. But that's really it. Just a few minutes, and then we're back up to Detroit.
Oh, wow. So now little Tony is here, or he's still out in California?
My baby is jet setting.
Well, you know what? I was going to ask, is he like in daycare with Gwen Stefani's kids and, you know, all those?
No, he'll be staying at a lovely estate this summer.
Fantastic.
Very happy for him.
you'll have easy access.
Somewhat. He'll be coming in and out, and if I have some downtime and some free days, I'll be flying.
Well, good.
To him. And
he's the one, by the way, in the aisles pulling the wagon up and down on the airplane. If you're on the airplane, there's a kid with a wagon.
He's a quiet kid.
Good.
If that's possible.
Yeah. You know, it was so cool when you came and you did the national anthem at the Mud Hens game and you held him. Mm. I don't know how many moms have said to me, if I tried to hold my 18-month-old and sing the national anthem in front of all those people, he or she would have been grabbing the microphone.
He got grabby at the end. He tried to get the mic and see what
Well, that was only to
about.
Sing, though. He wanted to sing.
Yeah.
He sings around the house. He's funny. Like, I'm trying to teach him manners now.
Good luck with that.
Well,
Let us know how that works out.
It's working, but because I sing everything, it's like, please. And he'll like, get
please.
The tone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
Very good.
Well, he grew up watching you sing, so, I mean, that should be a natural thing for him.
Yeah, I played gigs up until the end there.
Yeah, all right.
And he's kind of musical. You said he sort of likes playing the drums and
he's got a little bit
guitar
of rhythm.
And some
it's
stuff
still
like
early,
that. So.
But his motor skills are doing just fine.
Cool.
Good.
Very good.
We've got a lot of questions for you. Let you wake up, have some coffee and stuff.
All right.
And get ready for Monday.
Yeah. It is Monday.
It is Monday. Yep. And we'll come back. Let's go to Joel Arnold to see what's going on with our traffic. We know it's heavy right around here downtown.
Mm-hmm. All of a
Crystal's
sudden.
Crystal's with the yell. It's like, where did these people come from? Well, they're here to see Crystal. Joe, what's going on? Well, Joe is obviously out in the parking lot as well looking for Crystal.
You know, sometimes you do your job, sometimes you become a fan.
Okay. We'll catch up.